to Rosie on the House, where we are broadcasting live. We're here broadcasting for another hour, but at the offices of Assurance Builders in Tucson, Arizona. The address, 150 South Camino Seco. That's just south of Broadway on Camino Seco. We are having a showroom grand opening where we are going to be giving away a ton of door prizes. You need to get down here right away, and we'll be going till 12:30. We're actually going to have the ribbon cutting for the showroom at high noon.
That's correct.
And if you get here before then and you get registered, you can win any one of about 15 great door prizes. We're actually going to start giving those away now, right?
That's correct. We're going to do our first door drawing here.
Get some early bird rewards.
Exactly.
And if you get here, we will put your name in the basket for any one of these particular gifts. As well, we'll put your name back in the basket for one grand prize drawing for one lucky Tucson homeowner that will win $1,000 in home services from any one of the vendors that are here today. So if you're in need of that, come on down to the 150 South Camino Seco offices of the showroom grand opening ceremonies for Assurance Builders. So we've got Joanna here from Green Valley Cooling and Heating, as well as Southwestern Solar. Paul, she's going to pull a name from that box right there beside you.
All right.
And let's see who's going to win one of Southwestern Solar's and Green Valley's wine and cheese baskets.
And the lucky winner, Glenn Weber.
Glenn Weber. All right. We will just mark on the back of that what it is he won, Joanna. There you go. And then we'll make sure he gets that, as well as put him back in the basket for winning the grand prize winning. So that's the $1,000 in home improvement services. All right. We brought Paul Lanoux in from Lions Roofing because we had a caller on hold, and he patiently held through the top of the hour break. Mike, why don't you bring him in? I believe the caller's name is Dan.
Yep.
All right, Dan. You've got a particular roofing situation going on at the house. Let me introduce you to Paul Lanoux, and we'll visit specifically what it is that your roofer's asking you to do.
Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, sir. I appreciate it. So the situation is my wife and I are new homeowners here in Tucson, and we were concerned that we had some hail damage on the roof after the last couple storms we've had. So we called a local roofing company to do an inspection, and he did find damage. So we did contact our insurance company, who is going to come out and send an adjuster. The only deal is this company wants to meet us a day before and have us sign something. I assume it's to lock them into having the work done, but they want to meet with the adjuster the next day. Is that normal practice?
Well, meeting with the adjuster shouldn't be a problem. There, depending on the area that you live in, there was quite a bit of storm damage, hail damage. Did they tell you that you had hail damage on your roof?
You bet, sir. We have awnings all the way around the house, and they're dinged up pretty good. And I've noticed a lot of the asphalt or the coatings coming off the shingles when it rains.
Okay. Yeah, there's really no reason to, they can meet with the insurance adjuster when they come out, but there's no reason for them to come out or you getting a kind of a signature unless you feel comfortable with going with that contractor. Then all he wants to do is make sure that he's going to walk you through the process with the insurance adjuster.
Okay, so it's not abnormal. I'm not getting locked into something suspicious.
Correct. Now, you do want to be careful because there is quite a few storm chasers in town, and they do want a signature so that they can put a sign in your yard, a couple of different things. But if it's a local roofing contractor from Tucson, that should not be the issue.
Great. I sure appreciate it, gentlemen. I love the show.
Dan, and I want you to hear us out on this storm chasing thing, because the Register of Contractors has become very heavily engaged every time a particular community is hit by a natural disaster, which these localized microbursts and hailstorms we consider natural disasters. They're going out and literally door-to-door advising people, handing information out. Make sure you're not doing business with storm chasers. Paul, let's you and I talk a little bit about what happened after the hailstorm, massive hailstorm throughout Maricopa County back in October of 2011. Storm chasers from every corner of the country arrived the next day.
Within 24 hours.
Now, they're not Arizona licensed.
They're not licensed. They're coming in from out of state. They're buying the products. The warehouses are not loading them up on the roof for them. And there is no warranty. A lot of times they are a little bit unscrupulous. And what they do is they buy or they rent a license from an existing roofing contractor, which they're not supposed to do also.
How many small roofers did that put out of business? Big, large storm chasers come in because they're not licensed, and they find Billy Bob's roofing company. And they say, Billy Bob, here's what we're going to do. We're going to pay you X number of dollars for every roof we sign up, or a flat fee of X number of dollars every single month we operate here, and we're going to operate here, and we're going to do this many roofs. And, I mean, they bring troops of roofers in from out of state, operate under Billy Bob's license, disappear, and Billy Bob starts getting hit with the warranty calls and is virtually put out of business.
Correct. And that happened quite a bit. I mean, that's not an exaggeration. That's exactly the way it worked.
Yeah, it's horrible. We're still getting calls. We got calls as recent as this 2 weeks ago from one particular neighborhood in Maryville, which had gotten hit pretty hard. And Storm Chaser put on both the roofs. And they were calling the show saying, Rosie, is it normal three-tab asphalt shingles just should be sun heat glue applied? Do they really not need nails or staples?
You're correct, Rosie. That is not an exaggeration. We have found two roofs that the shingles were just put on the roof without a fastener.
Yeah, you nail the edges all the way around the edges, and then you hope the sun glue applies the mastic to the rest of the roof. And they were told that's the way it was done. Those are one of the storm chaser stories. They then leave the state. The small little guy they were paying to use his license is out of business, and now they're out of luck.
Correct.
100% out of luck. So, Dan, thank you for the call. Don't feel like you never need to use the roofing contractor, your insurance company. They cannot mandate who to use. And you shouldn't pick a contractor in any kind of storm damage until you're completely comfortable you're dealing with someone that is licensed, bonded, and insured, and you want to verify that they've been that way for the longer time, the better.
Great advice, Rosie.
Okay. Does that cover the ground in storm coverage?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Paul Lanoux, Lyons Roofing, just one of the Rosie Certified partners that are here today in the showroom grand opening at Assurance Builders, 150 South Camino Seco. We had Roland walk in here just a minute, a fella with some radio broadcasting experience both in San Francisco and one of the big Phoenix stations earlier. And he said, hey, I was just driving around. I heard what I heard in the bite, and I had to just come in, stop by, and see what you were doing.
That's great.
John, talk a little bit about some of the other prizes we've got to give away today.
Yeah, we're excited about the prizes we have for a grand opening. We're looking to give away a Kindle by Lyons Roofing. You know, thank you, Paul, for that. We got a 15-gallon pear tree that's going to be going out. A Moxie shower head with wireless speakers is a gift. Five Star's got a pest control service of $150 value. We have a 895 water filtration system that Connecticut's offering, a Nest thermostat, as well as a wireless Fultronic smoke detector. We've got some 32-inch LED TVs to offer and some gift cards. And just some great prizes. You got a grand prize that you're offering to lucky entrant. So we're excited about that.
Yeah, $1,000 in home services. And we've got folks coming by, dropping in. What's your name?
Patrick
has just dropped in, a Tucson area resident that heard what was going on down here and had to come check it out. Let's see if we can squeeze in a call real quick. We've got people still calling in. Sarah wants to talk about a grout situation. Sarah, we got a couple minutes. Hopefully we can get you answered up. If you'd like to participate in the conversation, that's why we're on the air every Saturday morning at 1-888-767-4348. Good morning, Sarah.
Hey, thank you very much for taking my call.
You bet, dear.
We just had a tile floor put in,
okay.
And the grout, as installed, turned out about 4 shades lighter than the shade guide.
Okay.
And I took a picture of the shade guide and the grout together, and then I got a shade guide, and, yeah, it's definitely 4 shades lighter. The installer thought it might be because of an additive added to resist stain, or maybe because of hard water would be causing effervescence. So the company that manufactured the additive, of course, said that that wasn't it. I had no idea this would cause it at any rate. But the company who manufactured the additive is sending an acid so that I can acid wash the grout after it's 10 days old. And it's now about 5 days old. And an area in that doesn't show up in a closet, I put a little bit of acid wash on it. And, yeah, it does lighten up a little bit. I didn't use a very strong one, so I don't know how much that's going to do. But throughout the floor, there's a lot of pitting. And it isn't – maybe this is difficult – maybe – it's an eighth inch grout line, so I know that's more difficult to do.
Okay.
But the grout doesn't go down all the way to the tile. It's only, parts of it are only an eighth to a fourth inch deep. So in the area where I tried to remove it, it removed very easily, even 5 days later.
The grout removed? Yeah, yes. five days it may. And let me get something straight, and we're going to have to go on a break here. But before we go on a break, is the finished grout lighter four shades than you want it to be?
Yes.
Or darker?
Lighter. Four shades lighter.
Okay. Well, I don't see where an acid wash is going to do anything about darkening a grout. No. If anything,
well, it removed a little, supposedly it'll remove a little bit of the effervescence that may have formed on top of it.
And the little bit of area you've tested, has it indeed darkened it?
A little bit.
Okay.
But I did not use the acid that they are going to send me. So
okay. Well, I'm glad you only tested a small area. When we come back, I'm going to give you another suggestion that you can submit to these installers and see if they don't like my idea better. And, in fact, if they're willing to do it, you're going to end up with even a better job than you currently have right now. Y'all stay tuned for my tip to Sarah on how to solve her grout problem right here at Rosie on the House.